Dive into our vault of past shows at artiestimewarp.com.
They're great!
It's Artie's Archives.
The Who with their most successful single.
I know you deceived me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles. If you think that I don't know about the little tricks you play, and never see you when deliberately you put things in my way, well, here's a poke at you. You're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile, because all the while I could see for miles and miles. I could see for miles and miles. Oh yeah. You took advantage of my trust in you when I was so far away. I saw you holding lots of other guys, and now you've got the nerve to say that you still want me. Well, that says maybe, but you gotta stand trial, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh yeah. A surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh yeah. The Eiffel Tower and the Taj Mahal. On clearer days, you thought that I would need a crystal ball to see right through the haze. Well, there's a poke at you. You're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles.
The UN Security Council passes a resolution stating that Israel must return occupied land. November 67, Glenn Campbell covers a Johnny Rivers song.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. Cause I've left that girl so times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call. But she'll just hear that phone keep on ringing off the wall. That's all. By the time I make Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly, call my name out low, and she'll cry just to think I'd really leave her. Though time and time I've tried to tell her so, she just didn't know I would really go.
Where steel drums, harpsichords, and green tambourines go to play. Artie's Time Warp.
It's the daughter of the chairman of the board, accompanied by Lee Hazelwood.
Skies, kissed the sun, touched the moon, but he left me much too soon. His ladybird, he left his ladybird.
Ladybird, come on down, I'm here waiting on the ground. Ladybird, I'll treat you good, I'll
lightning flashed across the sky, the night he taught me how to fly. The sun came up, and then I found too soon he let his lady down. His ladybird, I'm his ladybird.
Ladybird, come on down.
November 67, Albert Warner dies at 83. He was a film producer and co-founded Warner Brothers with his siblings Harry, Sam, and Jack. In fact, the four Warner Brothers are immortalized to this day in the call letters of KFWB Los Angeles.
Dear son, you ask my reaction to long hair or beards on young people. Some great men have worn long hair and beards, George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. If to you long hair or a beard is a symbol of independence, if you believe in your heart that the principles of this country, our heritage, is worthy of this display of pride that all men shall remain free, that free men at all times will not inflict their personal limitations of achievement on others, to demand your own rights as well as the rights of others and be willing to fight for this right, you have my blessing. You ask that I not judge you merely as a teenager, to judge you on your own personal habits, abilities, and goals. This is a fair request, and I promise I will not judge any person only as a teenager. If you will constantly remind yourself that some of my generation judges people by their race, their belief, or the color of their skin, and that this is no more right than saying all teenagers are drunken dope addicts or glue sniffers. If you will judge every human being on his own individual potential, I will do the same. You ask me if God is dead. This is a question each individual must answer within himself. Could a warm summer day, with all its brightness, all its sound, all its exhilarating breathiness, just happen? God is love. Remember that God is a guide and not a stormtrooper. Realize that many of the past and present generation, because of a well-intentioned but unjustifiable misconception, have attempted to legislate morality. This created part of the basis for your generation's need to rebel against our society. With this knowledge, perhaps your children will never ask, is God dead? I sometimes think much of mankind is attempting to work him to death. You ask my opinion of draft card burners. I would answer this way. All past wars have been dirty, unfair, immoral, bloody, and second-guessed. However, history has shown most of them necessary. If you doubt that our free enterprise system in the United States is worth protecting, if you doubt the principles upon which this country was founded, that we remain free to choose our religion, our individual endeavors, our method of government, if you doubt that each free individual in this great country should reap rewards commensurate only with his own efforts, then it's doubtful you belong here. If you doubt that people to govern us should be selected by their desire to allow us to strive for any goal we feel capable of attaining, then it's doubtful you should participate in their selection. If you are not grateful to a country that gave your father the opportunity to work for his family, to give you the things you've had, and you do not feel pride enough to fight for your right to continue in this manner, then I assume the blame for your failure to recognize the true value of our birthright. Now, I would remind you that your mother will love you no matter what you do, because she is a woman. And I love you too, son. But I also love our country and the principles for which we stand. And if you decide to burn your draft card, then burn your birth certificate at the same time. From that moment on, I have no son.
Artie's Time Warp, serving six continents, two ears at a time.
Here's Lulu with the title track from the Sidney Poitier film about social issues in an inner city school.
Those schoolgirl days of telling tales and biting nails are gone. But in my mind, I know they you from crayons to perfume.
November 1967, silver hits a record $2.17 an ounce in New York, and gold pool nations pledged to support a price of $35 per ounce. Our musical quote comes from author Kelly White, who said, "You have to take a deep breath and allow the music to flow through you. Revel in it. Allow yourself to awe. When you play, allow the music to break your heart with its beauty." We're going to whip up another edition of the show for you now, and all of our past editions are available for you by clicking on the treasure chest at ArtiesTimeWarp.com. Deb Reese and Terry Schuster are heard throughout the show. Jim Ayers is our research guy and producer. And I'm Artemis Good, your Pied Piper of Pop, thanking you for giving us a listen in November of 1967. And until we can convene once again on this same frequency, I'm hoping that you'll promise me that you're going to stay warped.